Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to Temple God Podcast, where we express God's mind to humanity. I am Olamide Blessing, and let's talk about sex. Ooh, I'm so excited. Sorry, don't mind my voice. I've had a really, long day. And yes, today we'll continue on the series Discipline that I said we'll be taking for the month of October. Discipline, discipline, discipline. And I said our main focus of the Bible's scripture is Hebrews 12 verse 1. And Hebrews 12 verse 1 talks about sins that easily besets one, sin that clings closely to us. And when we talk about discipline, discipline for me is the ability to deny yourself pleasure, especially pleasure that just paves way for sin. It's not pleasure that actually makes you sin, but actually that paves the way for sin to come into the life of somebody. The fact that, I want to fast and, I don't want to eat until a particular time is discipline for me to see food flying around and tell myself I'm not going to eat because I am fasting. And this can also be related to our sexual lives. The fact that I watched an advert, an advert just flashed in my face and I saw people smooching, maybe a film advert and whatsoever. Discipline can make me take my eyes off it and say, I'm not going to practice this until I'm married. That is discipline. Discipline comes in various forms. Firstly, it comes from what you allow into your life. I was in a live class yesterday and we're talking of art of purity. And I realized that these things, even before they start to set in your heart, it has a way we bring it in ourselves. Yes, there are times that some things just come naturally on its own, but there are times that it's what we feed ourselves with, what we fed ourselves with, that, begin to take its seat in our lives, begin to take its seat in our heart. And this is where discipline comes from. I tell people that I don't watch everybody's status. And there's this thing about this WhatsApp TV or something, I don't even just know that they just post different kind of things. There's one I saw recently on Facebook, Ninja Breeds. I didn't say go and look for it, Topico. And all of a sudden, I started seeing that on the live story on Facebook, everything that I see is just, maybe they're just harassing a woman because she has a big breast or she has a big bum bum. And I'm like, okay, so what's exactly? No moral lesson, nothing. And this, in a way, turns some people on. And I'm like, before you start turning me on, Oga, I'm not going to watch anymore. And I went there. I was like, when did I even like this particular page? What did I even like there? I don't care. I didn't care to search for it. All I did was unfollow, unlike. In fact, everything on everything, I did that. That is discipline. Many times we've allowed things into our lives because we lack the discipline to say no. We lack the discipline to say, I don't want this now. We lack the discipline, of just taking our eyes away. Many people just want to lust after things. And it's not going to help you. It's not going to help you. I love the book of Proverbs very much because it really, really addressed guys. It addressed men. Most people just think, keep yourself, blah, blah. Is for the women. But I love how Proverbs put it. Anyone who lacks discipline suffers destruction at the end. That's why I tell people, when you fast frequently, don't fast without praying, no. But when you fast frequently, it has a way it disciplines you, even to material things. There are people that cannot take their eyes off something. If they want it, they will make sure that they do everything to get it. They don't want to know what it will cost them. And that is how prostitution starts. They get this Brazilian hair through this. They are going to make sure that they sleep with somebody to get the material hair. The discipline did not start from I want to sleep with someone. The discipline started because they just wanted to have everything to themselves. And this is where it starts. Let us learn to be disciplined. cultivate the habit of being a disciplined person. You can easily sense someone that is disciplined and undisciplined. And when it starts from little things as food, you won't even be able to control your appetite for sex when the urge comes. Discipline. It's a very important part of our lives that we should not neglect. Discipline. And I pray that the Lord will help us. And you know, next week by God's grace, we'll talk on the sins that easily beset. You know, sins that you might not count, that you say, oh, it doesn't matter. But these are, you know, these are things that paves way for sins that you allow into your life. And I pray that as we go through them, that the Lord will open your eyes and it will open mine and open our hearts to receive the truth and to walk on it and act on it in the name of Jesus. Thank you all so much for joining me. I remain Olamide Blessing. You can search me on Facebook, Olamide Blessing. Please let me know when you send a request to me so I can accept your request. Please just send a DM through Facebook letting me know that you just sent a request to me and telling me your name. Okay, the name will be obvious anyways. And also, you can follow me on WhatsApp. You can chat me up. It's 08108977699. It's 08108977699. And also, you can follow our page on Facebook, Temple Guard. The Guard is all in capital letters, G-U-A-R-D. It's all in capital letters. Thank you so much and God bless you. See you next week by the grace of God. Bye.